Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thanksgiving travelers in many parts of the nation not giving thanks for the weather and travel conditions this holiday. A foot of snow has fallen in Denver and Minneapolis. Now it's snowing in the Midwest. A bomb cyclone hit Oregon and California, leaving hundreds in the Golden State stranded in their cars. Slippery conditions led to a 60-vehicle pileup near Spokane, Washington. In New York City, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has stepped off under sunny skies and diminished winds, meaning the balloons are able to fly.
It's always been one of those things on my bucket list. I've got to see it.
I was born on Thanksgiving, and I just love to watch the Macy's Day Parade every year.
President Trump to be heading to London next week for a NATO summit and to attend a reception at Buckingham Palace hosted by the Queen. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
China is warning of countermeasures against the United States after President Trump signed bills supporting anti-government protesters in Hong Kong yesterday. Pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong is differing, saying Mr. Trump should be commended for initiating a show of support.
It just encouraged world leaders around the world and politicians aware that it's time for them to stand with Hong Kong.
Authorities in Southeast Texas can't say when people can return to their homes after two explosions at a petrochemical plant early yesterday.
The initial blast happened around 1 a.m. The company, TBC Group, says three people were injured. Troy Monk with TBC says some of the homes were damaged.
Glass broken, doors jammed in their frames.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Arena Football League has filed for bankruptcy a month after shutting down all six of its teams. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former President Jimmy Carter waking up on this Thanksgiving Day back in his own bed as he was released from an Atlanta hospital yesterday after brain surgery due to some recent falls. The 95-year-old former president and his wife say they are grateful for all of the prayers. It seems fewer women are having abortions. The CDC reports a 2% drop in 2016, the last year for which all the data is in, from the 47 states that submitted data. Over 90% of abortions were before 13 weeks of pregnancy. Planned Parenthood attributes the drop to better access to contraception. A Michigan man is lucky to be alive after fishing up a live World War I grenade. The angler was in the Grand River in Grand Rapids when his magnet caught the artifact and a bomb squad had to come out and detonate the mortar safely away from the public. Police believe it may have been brought from Germany, but was tossed in the river when the original owner realized it was illegal. And many of us remember when Madonna sprang on the scene years ago.
Hello,
Well, the material girl's now 61, and she just had to cancel 3 shows in Boston due to overwhelming pain and doctor's orders. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why wait until Black Friday to shop when you can save now? Quantum Nutrition Labs is celebrating Black Friday all week long with 25% off all nutritional supplements and free shipping on all orders. The sale runs Monday through Sunday, and you can order online or over the phone. No additional discounts apply. This holiday season, give the gift of great health to a loved one or yourself. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Real treat for you. I'll tell you, he seems like an old friend. I've known of him for so many years. We've talked several times on the radio before, and it's always a joy to be talking with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff. Hank, how are you, brother?
I am doing so well. It's unbelievable. I've obviously gone through a bout with cancer over the last couple of years,
yes.
But it looks like I'm on the other side of that now.
Well, good for you. I went through my bout, and God is good. God is good. Amen.
There's so much you learn when you go through a bout with cancer. Mm-hmm. You learn that in many ways, I know you, Bill, you're like this, just as I am. You think that you have everything under control. I've got this. Even when you're going through the dregs of cancer, you think you've got it under control. And I almost died while I was in the hospital, and in dying I realized that I don't have this under control, but God does. He has me in the palm of his hand. So the process of going through cancer actually helped me come to an end of myself.
Whatever it takes to get there, it is a moment of celebration when you get to that point. And I know the feeling. You know, people would ask me, Bill, how you doing? I go, I'm hanging on to Jesus' garment. That's all I can do. You know, and you get to that point. And the thing is, even after you get on the other side, you know what, Hank? I'm still hanging on to that garment.
Absolutely.
Amen. Huh?
That's right. I mean, yeah. It's a picture in my mind as you're talking about the garment, just seeing the hem of Christ's garment and the faith that the woman had, that
yes,
just touching the hem, she would be whole.
Yes, amen. Well, your new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. I imagine these last few years of what you endured in battling cancer is interwoven throughout each sentence of this book.
Yeah, it really is, because I spent most of my life debating truth, defining truth, defending truth, but I've come to the realization, Bill, that the menu is not nutritious, meaning that you have to have the right menu. If you have the wrong holy book, if you have the Book of Mormon, or if you have the Quran, you're going to be led in the wrong direction. But you have to go beyond memorizing, meditating, and mining the Word of God to experiencing the fullness of God, which is precisely what I talk about in this book. The menu, by way of illustration, leads you to a meal. And in the same way, the Bible can lead us into a visceral experience with the living God, so that we can experience life that is life to the full, not only after we die, but in the present as well.
It it's transformative, Hank. You know, and if you don't...
That's exactly the right word.
Right.
Transformative. And that's one of the points I make in the book, Bill. Mm-hmm. You're astute as always. I'm not talking about a transactional kind of Christianity. I'm talking about a transformative kind of Christianity. And that's precisely what the Bible refers to when it speaks about us going from one glory to another with unveiled face. Mm-hmm. But to do that, we have to partake of the means of grace which are offered to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that grace comes to us within the context of the body of Christ.
Exactly.
In the body of Christ, we receive transformative graces, so it's never a function of going the road alone. It's always going the road within the context of the body of Christ.
Exactly. And what God's purpose is for our life. And if we, you know, if you're in the world and there's no compass, there's no truth compass for you, and you're just living according to the ways of the culture, no wonder you feel lost, and you just sense that something is missing. But for those of us who have been so blessed, and as we continue to go, I'm not claiming, as Paul did, I'm not claiming to have already attained it, but I just see it as you speak of, you go from glory to glory where you just say, oh, yeah, I'm starting to get it. And every once in a while, I got to tell you, Hank, I don't know if this crosses your mind, but I've had a couple of those times with God. I say, God, I just feel like I'm starting to get it. I know I deserve to be judged, and I could die tomorrow, but can I have a little bit more time? Because I just am relishing the increasing knowledge and awareness of who you are.
Yeah, that's right. And the kind of thing that I'm talking about is what Vladimir Lossky was defining when he said that Christian theology is always, in the last resort, a means. It's a unity of knowledge subserving an end which transcends all knowledge, and that ultimate end is union with God. And as you've correctly said, I've had that experience in my own life. So we were talking about cancer. Well, I was in the hospital this year, on the 25th of June, I went into a state of unconsciousness. And in God's providence, my son had come to visit exactly at the time when I went into the state of being unconscious. And so I was able to get into ICU. I was there for three days. I don't remember any of it. But when I came out of that experience, I realized, wow, I could have slipped into the presence of God, and that would have been wonderful, but just as you said, I had this feeling, Lord, thank you so much that you've given me a little more time to serve you, and help me to do that not only in terms of service, but in terms of experiencing what we are called to experience, using that word that you used, transformative relationship with God or union with God. What the church fathers actually talked about is deification, not in the sense of becoming what God is in his essence, but experiencing the reality of union with God.
Well, Hank, you address right off the bat the authenticity of the Christian life. I mean, there's a lot of posers and a lot of people who say that they've come to Christ. I remember in 1985 and working with the Billy Graham Crusade, you know, there were so many people that came forward, and Billy Graham would say, but I just want to make sure it sticks. What can we do to make sure that what they said with their mouths is that they can follow through with it? And that is the challenge for people who may in that particular moment come to Christ. But for some reason, some are just, you know, they just stay there at the cross, or they just go back to, you know, mending their nets again.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole point. The point is that this is not about a transaction that gets you into heaven and keeps you out of hell. It's about a transformative relationship with the love of our soul. And that comes, again, by walking with the Lord very much as you just delineated.
Well, we're talking with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man. His new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. We got more from Hank after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is sponsored by BNY Mellon Investment Management. When it comes to fixed income investments, many Americans are left seeing question marks instead of dollar signs. BNY Mellon Investment Management launched a national research study in October 2019, revealing the vast majority of surveyed Americans do not understand fixed income investing, with only 8% able to accurately identify it. As the baby boomer generation enters its retirement years, an understanding of fixed income solutions has never been more important to help those achieve their financial goals. BNY Mellon's Inside Investment Portfolio Manager, Gautam Khanna.
Investors' needs change over time, especially as they approach their retirement years and begin relying on their investments to provide them with a steady income. As the third largest fixed income manager in the world, BNY Mellon Investment Management manages a full breadth of fixed income solutions through its 8 investment firms.
For more, visit im.bnymellon.com.
Values. Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, is with us. We're talking about his brand new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. We mentioned right before the break, authentic, and I wanted to bring in the opposite of inauthentic. Inauthentic is that part of being, and we have that choice. We're free. We're free in this way. This is the way God created us. We're free choice human beings. We can make our own choices, and we can choose to be authentic or inauthentic. Unfortunately, what happens is some people who claim to be Christians are not authentic.
They misrepresent the gospel. They do damage to themselves, and not only themselves, but those that they come in contact with, and their families as well. So it's quite transformational in a negative way. And, you know, for those, Hank, that may be challenged by that declaration, and they may question their own authenticity, what would you say?
Well, I would say that is the idea today that we can become a Christian on our own is simply misinformed. Christianity is not about being a lone ranger. It's always about being part of the body of Christ. It is within the body of Christ that we are transformed, and we're transformed to the graces offered to the body of Christ. So if you are inauthentic, it is typically a person that's trying to go it on their own. They have no accountability. They have no sense in which they can be transformed because they're not in the greenhouse that transforms them.
Exactly.
So, for example, on a weekly basis, we ought to be partaking of the Eucharist or the Lord's table or Holy Communion. There are a lot of different ways in which this can be referred to. But then you're receiving a grace that transforms you. It's within the church that we learn to pray. It is within the church that we learn to give. It is within the church that we learn to fast, not as a monistic practice, so to speak, but as a way of being transformed. So Jesus talks about prayer and fasting in the same sentence. Along with almsgiving, you have sort of a triple braided cord. So I'm talking about the kinds of spiritual formation practices by which we are transformed. A good coach, said Tom Landry, makes men do what they wouldn't ordinarily do so that they can experience what they've always wanted to experience. And this is what a Christian ought to do. We need to do the things that Jesus did so that we can experience the kind of peace that Jesus exuded after he withdrew to lonely places to pray. He treasured fellowship with his Heavenly Father, and fellowship with God is authentic Christianity. If we are simply looking at Christianity as a transaction, it's inauthentic, pretty much as you described.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hank, you know, one of the things I've discovered that is so cool is that in realizing that God has imprinted this in our hearts, that it's not necessarily a long jump. It is within us. The reason that there is this sense of emptiness and this cry that screams out from the lost soul is because they know they're off the mark. And when that word that has gone out finds its mate, as the Bible talks about, it is life-shattering. It is life-changing. It is transformative. It's transformative. It is something that causes you to scream hallelujah from the very depth of your spirit, because it is the missing link. And to that point, I often have found that the person who has that aptly spoken word yet to be said is that person that is in the body of Christ. This is why we can't do it alone. And this is why a horizontal and a vertical relationship, the vertical relationship to the Father is so critical, and the horizontal with one another is so critical, because people along the way, these divine appointments that God has established before time for us to come in contact with, have that missing puzzle piece that makes us, that gives us peace that is beyond our imagination.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I was just looking at the life of Lot. You think about Lot is living among the Sodomites. And yet Lot, who is content in that circumstance, is still called righteous righteous Lot. And the reason he's called righteous is because ultimately he fears God and he loves the commandments of God, even though he's living in the cauldron of wickedness.
Yes.
So we all have warts and moles and wrinkles. The Bible does not airbrush the saints. It doesn't airbrush the apostles. It doesn't airbrush the great pillars of the Christian faith that we find in the Old Testament. It shows them as they really are. And I think that gives us a lot of hope, because even in the midst of our sin, we have reverence for God. If we have a true reverential awe for God, we as yet may be called righteous in the midst of the fact that we are sinners.
Amen. Your book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, in essence, there's two parts to this book. Explain to our audience your purpose here.
Yeah, so as I was saying earlier, most of my ministry has been devoted to the matter of truth. So I didn't want to just tip my hat to truth. Truth really, really matters, particularly in a post-truth culture. We have to be able to give answers to those who are asking questions. We have to be able to read the Bible for all it's worth. We have to be able to counter the cult. So truth really matters, and we need to be equipped in matters of truth. The second part of the book, however, goes back to this analogy that the menu points you to a meal. And so it's not just truth in and of itself, but it is truth that is leading you to something.
Yes.
So I'm not setting up a false dichotomy here, but I'm pointing out that Jesus not only declared himself to be the way to the Father, but the truth and the life. Outside the truth kept by the whole church, our personal experience would be deprived of all certainty. But what we would have if we didn't have the truth of the church, we would have a mingling of truth and falsehood, of reality and illusion, because the teaching of the church would have no hold on souls if it did not in some degree express an inner experience of truth. But there can be no life without truth, but above all, no truth without life. So the life that matters more is a realm largely inaccessible to our human apprehensions of truth. It involves a mystery that is to be experienced rather than explained. And that's what I'm talking about in the book, how we can experience Christ. So not only look at the menu, but experience the meal. Or to use another illustration, not only look at a map, but actually experience the territory that the map describes.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the life that matters more. So we can be addicted to the cradle and forget its occupant, but ultimately what the life that matters more is all about is experiencing the occupant of the cradle, having an overabundant relationship, an overwhelming relationship, a riches of abundance in our relationship with Christ.
Amen. Well, Hank, one final question. I find myself in a position with you that you leave me wanting more. I guess maybe that's a good thing. I always appreciate our conversations. But as we wrap things up, one of the other blessings in your book is the FACTS Prayer Guide. Run that down. We've got less than a minute, so we're going to have to do a quick version here. And this is a good reason why people need to get their hands on your book, okay?
Yeah, one of the things I try to do is in my own prayer life have a grid that I form my prayer around. So I'm always expressing my faith in God. In fact, just before I came into the studio, I spent some time in prayer. I express my faith in God, the F. Mm-hmm. I express my adoration, my worship, my praise for God. And I actually use the Psalms to do that.
Yeah.
Then I confess my sin. It's critical that we confess our sin.
There it is. Hank Hanegraaff, his brand new book, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. Hank, always a joy. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thanksgiving travelers in many parts of the nation not giving thanks for the weather and travel conditions this holiday. A foot of snow has fallen in Denver and Minneapolis. Now it's snowing in the Midwest. A bomb cyclone hit Oregon and California, leaving hundreds in the Golden State stranded in their cars. Slippery conditions led to a 60-vehicle pileup near Spokane, Washington. In New York City, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has stepped off under sunny skies and diminished winds, meaning the balloons are able to fly.
It's always been one of those things on my bucket list. I've got to see it.
I was born on Thanksgiving, and I just love to watch the Macy's Day Parade every year.
President Trump to be heading to London next week for a NATO summit and to attend a reception at Buckingham Palace hosted by the Queen. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit Ancestry.com/health.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Year 1621, the pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world for freedom and justice. Amen.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez, and hey, we're going to have some good fun. We got Luis Fonse with us. Yes, the Latin Grammy Award-winning singer, and we're going to be talking about the life-saving work of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in just a moment. But a little background here. It's in its 16th year, the St. Jude Thanks and Giving Campaign, which has transformed the holiday season into a time of giving thanks by raising awareness and funds for the ongoing battle to end childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. The campaign unites celebrities, media, retail, and corporate partners in asking consumers to donate while they shop and support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. What began as a holiday-focused fundraising effort by St. Jude has now grown into an annual tradition that has raised more than $1 billion. That's billion with a B, ladies and gentlemen, to help St. Jude continue to fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. These funds are critical to ensure that no family ever receives a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. So kicking off Thanksgiving week and running through the end of December, consumers like you and I can support St. Jude while you shop at a variety of businesses representing a cross-section of premier brands in retail, restaurant, travel, hospitality, and media. With us right now, as I mentioned, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Luis Fonse. He's here to tell us more about it, and also Deanna joins us as well, but both of you, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Luis, I can't thank you enough for your effort and commitment, you know, on behalf of St. Jude and, you know, what you and Deanna are doing and spreading the good word of giving. Because as we know, especially in the holiday season, we're so blessed because we realize that it really is better to give than receive, right?
100% agreed. I love this season. I love, Thanksgiving. I love Christmas time. But like you say, it's more important to give than to receive. And that's what this campaign is all about. Thanks and giving is saying, you know what? Giving thanks, but let's not forget about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital right now. All the children who are fighting cancer. And it's important to raise awareness, to let people know about the campaign, how they can help, how they can contribute. There's different ways of doing it. So to me, it has been a blessing to be a part of this campaign.
Yeah, and you appreciate the basic mission that has been consistent from day one with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. We touched on it a little bit, Louise. Expand on that a little bit more, if you would, in terms of its mission and the message they're putting out there to the general public, and especially those kids and families that are so directly affected.
Absolutely. It's about saving lives. It's about saving lives and doing the research to end childhood cancer and to end cancer in general. And like you mentioned a little bit ago, St. Jude patients, they don't have to worry about a bill. They don't have to worry about paying for their care, for their treatments, for their hospitality, for the hotels, for the transportation, for food. This is all taken care of by St. Jude because of these donations. So that's why it's so important to raise funds, to invite people to be a part of this campaign. They can visit the website, which is stjude.org, or they can call the number, which is 1-800-478-5833.
You know, Louise, when we talk about healthcare these days, we know it is expensive. And to pause for a moment and consider that families only have to be concerned about their child's well-being, not have to worry about a doctor bill, not have to worry about the expenses that go along with something so catastrophic that would affect an important member of any family. I mean, this is really special what St. Jude has done historically and what they continue to do. How did you first get involved with St. Jude, and why is it special to you?
I've been involved with St. Jude a little bit over 15 years. I remember back in around 2004, 2005, I was blessed enough to visit the hospital in Memphis. And that's when I really understood what it was all about. You know, just walking in, seeing this beautiful hospital and everybody's attitude, the nurses, the doctors, getting to know a little bit about the research center and all the research they do and all their findings. They share all their findings with everybody else, with all the hospitals. They don't just keep it to themselves. They share it with everybody else. So it's really important. It's sort of like the hospital of, you know, it's a worldwide hospital in that sense. And to me, that's so important. And just to see and to talk to the parents and to hear their personal experiences. Most of these people are traveling very far from different countries. They've had to leave their work behind or other family members, and to know that they get there and St. Jude covers everything.
Exactly.
You know, and all you have, like you mentioned, all you have to do is just worry about your child's well-being. And,
exactly.
And that's so important. And again, to do this and to accomplish this, we have to raise funds. And that's why we do a campaign like Thanks and Giving. And it's so important right now that we're all out here celebrating and buying gifts, you know, not to forget about these parents, about these kids who are fighting cancer.
Well, we're talking with St. Jude celebrity friend Louise Fonsi, a Latin Grammy Award-winning singer. Deanna is a patient. She's going to be answering a few questions here in just a second. But as you say, Louise, 16th year, the St. Jude Thanks and Giving campaign has transformed the holiday season. It really has. Tell us a little bit more about the Thanks and Giving campaign.
So the Thanks and Giving campaign, you know, we celebrate it. It starts now. Thanksgiving area, and it goes throughout to the end of the year. And like I mentioned a little earlier, there's different ways of people getting involved. While you're out there doing your holiday shopping, in many, many stores that we visit every day, we're going to see that St. Jude logo. Whenever you see that logo, you can donate there. Mm-hmm. You can become a part of this campaign. Or visiting the website, like I mentioned, stjude.org, mm-hmm. or calling the telephone number 1-800-478-5833. That's how you can become a part of this campaign.
Well, Deanna, let's focus on you now. So what are you most looking forward to this holiday season?
Oh, being with my family and friends and having a good time.
Yeah, I imagine. This is a great time of year, isn't it, Deanna?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about why St. Jude is so special to you as a patient. I mean, you
you're the one. I mean, you're the one to tell the story of why St. Jude means so much to you, because you've gone through the experience.
Yeah, St. Jude is so special. It's like a movie of heaven on earth. It's so amazing, the fact that they not only treat me, they give me my treatment, they give my family security to have, like, not worry about anything else other than taking care of me. Just they give us everything. They make sure we're as comfortable as possible, not just me, the rest of my family. And for all the time that I was in treatment, they took great care of me. My family, they never let us down. And all the amazing people I've met, all the amazing doctors, friends, patients, everyone has been so nice and make this process so much easier.
Well, and as you say, for your family, what a comfort that they do not have to worry about the expenses. They just get to worry about you, right?
Exactly, because I was diagnosed in Honduras, and we came here for my treatment. My parents couldn't work here. There was no way for us to, like, support ourselves here.
Right.
And just have that support from the hospital. They didn't have to worry about anything else. They were worried about taking care of me, making sure I was comfortable, and then the hospital took care of all of the rest.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there, Luis. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit stanjude.org, or call the number 1-800-478-5833, 1-800-478-5833. That's how you can help be a part of Thanksgiving campaign for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Luis. Take care. Get the bye, Vianne. Vianne, thank you. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit nicb.org.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to Evie Bear Carroll, who is joining us now. She's with a Movie Guide. When you hear the name Bear, you know what that means. It does automatically ring up Movie Guide and her dad, Dr. Ted Bear. Evie, thank you for filling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, good to have you here. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays, so yes.
Yeah, good time to bring the family together, to eat too much, and but then, you know, the next day, well, there's plenty of room to justify for leftovers, right?
That's true. We eat them for a week or something.
Exactly. Well, we're going to talk about maybe some of our favorite holiday movies, but before we do, let's talk about Frozen 2, big record breaker last week, right?
Frozen 2 has done incredible. I mean, it made like $300 million overseas, you know, worldwide, $300 million. And so it's just done incredible. If you remember, the first one was, you know, one of Disney's, you know, great hits, too. Also, in the last 10 years, I think it got, you know, billions of dollars and sold all the merchandise. And so this one, the first one we gave a Movie Guide Award. This one, Frozen 2, is a very good movie also. Mm-hmm. It follows, if you remember, the characters Queen Elsa and Princess Anna. And Queen Elsa is the one with the kind of magical power. So, you know, we just recommend a Movie Guide that you talk to your children or think about the, you know, magical elements and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we have extra stuff on our website for you to look at and kind of questions to talk to them about with your kids. If this is a family movie you're going to, or, you know, all ages will probably enjoy this movie. And
exactly. And I appreciate, by the way, I mean, I appreciate so much that you guys do that because you help us kind of navigate and anticipate some of the landmines here. And this way you're ahead of the game and the conversation with your young ones because, as you know, they will come up with those out of the left field provocative questions, right?
I know, you're totally right. I have a little one also, so I'm getting the most interesting questions possible. And I'm like, how do I answer this? Lord, help me.
Yes, exactly. Well, but hey, at least we're getting advance warning. The other thing that's so cool when you go to the theater is all these little girls dressed up in their Frozen outfits and that. It's just way too cute. And it's even after, you know, Halloween and everything. It's just like they're just so sweet you want to give them candy.
I know, it's adorable. And the nice thing is about this movie, we say that there is some, you know, Christian allegory in it, and there's a lot of great themes about sacrifice. And so we did give it a really good, you know, review in terms of, you know, the morality. So we gave it a plus one and a quality. We said it was great quality. It's fun. It's funny. It has the characters we love from the first one. So we do recommend this for families.
And you say the way in which the movie bridges the division between the supernatural, magical world in the story and the human beings living in the natural world is redemptive.
Yeah, and there's actually a call to pray at one point for safety for the characters, and so that's kind of that, you know, redemptive content there. And then, you know, just the main characters, it I don't want to give it away because I give it away, but there's definitely those themes in there, just like the first one, which had a lot of biblical themes to it.
Exactly. Well, the biggest global opening of all time for an animated movie, as you mentioned, top international opening of all time for an animated movie, as well as the third biggest domestic animated opening of all time. These numbers, according to the Hollywood Reporter, right?
Yeah, and Box Office Mojo does all these numbers and everything. So it's just nice to know that people are seeing a movie that has good, you know, Christian content to it, moral content to it, that it's just doing, you know, huge numbers. So that's the sign that people want that kind of stuff. They want wholesome stuff. They want stuff for the whole family. And so now, you know, Disney will produce more stuff that has that kind of content. So that's good.
Of course, one of my favorites for this weekend, and maybe of all year, I think, is Tom Hanks and playing in the role of Fred Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
This was a wonderful movie. You're totally right. The movie was a beautiful movie. It has it in its title, beautiful, but Tom Hanks, you know, plays Fred Rogers. You know, we all know Tom Hanks, but he does really get in the role. He gets into the character, and it feels like you're watching a Mr. Rogers show, and it goes into a storyline of kind of the juxtaposition between Mr. Rogers and, you know, this humanist journalist who's a tough guy who comes to him and wants to get the, you know, a deep down secret from Mr. Rogers. But really it shows just a beautiful movie, and it shows, you know, how Mr. Rogers, he was a minister, he had great, you know, he was always trying to look out and have compassion for other people and really invest in other people. So it was a great, very well done movie.
Yeah, based on a true story, the writer Tom Juneau, who we had an opportunity to interview, you know, kind of went in with a chip on his shoulder, as you say, to kind of think that nobody could be this good. I mean, how could that be possible? But that was Tom's own worldview. That's what he brought to the interview. And Fred Rogers, the way it is exposed in this movie, had this knack of being able to, you know, look beyond the exterior, and he saw into this this wounded journalist, and it was absolutely amazing. And what you come away thinking is that you knew that Fred Rogers, even by Mrs. Rogers' sentiment, you know, it's not that he's a saint or he's an angel, you know, he has his moments, but he works at it. And he worked at, you know, living out his Christian principles. And it was by God's grace and mercy that really, I think, gave him a special, we might say in the vernacular, anointing, a special blessing for kindness, and how he blessed generations because of his kindness and his love for God and humanity.
Exactly. And it's a good representation and something for us to strive for, too. I think audiences that see the movie can be like, oh, well, it is attainable if we, you know, we're in prayer and we're, you know, every morning he was in prayer and he was reading scripture. And like you said, you know, he was working hard at trying to be, you know, just like Christ was. So it's a good example for us to see someone like that and, you know, audiences that aren't Christian to see that, because it's not necessarily, like, this is a wide audience movie. It's not necessarily just a faith movie. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, and when he was in prayer specifically. He named the people, you know, and as you say, the way it was presented, it really inspires us to, you know, reach out and to, you know, be better at kindness, especially at this time of year when things get, you know, to hustling and bustling and a lot of people, you know, diving into the last parking space at the shopping malls. You know, maybe we can extend a little bit kindness and make, you know, the holiday season 2019 a little more kind. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. It's a, you know, and it shows, like we were talking about the journalist, it just shows how it is to be a grumpy person and someone who's just going along their day, and then it shows someone who's a positive person. And that's definitely, we need to remember that during the holidays, but all year round, that we can be a great neighbor to someone and people we don't know, people we're you know, like you said, like if we're at the supermarket or whatever, just being very positive to people, and that'll shine a good light. So
Yeah, and I think what it displays also is that just because somebody's grumpy doesn't mean that we need to join in. We can still stay true to ourselves and, you know, be the kind person, be the loving person that we are. But it's tough and it does take practice. I didn't get this sense that, you know, Fred Rogers was always this way, as his wife said, this is something that he worked at.
Yeah, exactly. I love that point of view. That's a great point of view. Because sometimes people's, you know, how they are kind of affect you. But remember to stay strong and, you know, be a positive light for Christ is a great, that's a great commentary. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I want to say about the movie is that it was very, extremely well done. It was very entertaining. So along with, like, the moral redemptive elements to the movie, it was a very well done, entertaining movie. And you'll cry. You'll feel just like warm sentiments. You'll feel good. You'll laugh. It had, you know, the whole spectrum, and it was just a beautifully made movie.
Yeah, without a doubt. Speaking of crying and laughing and going through the entire emotional roller coaster, Overcomer coming to DVD, Blu-ray in a couple weeks, right?
Overcomer was a great movie. It's coming out on DVD. The great thing about Overcomer is it really stressed, you know, finding your purpose is in Christ. It's mm-hmm. not in any other kind of identity that you have, with the culture now kind of saying that, you know, you have your identity in different, you know, different things. This movie is really saying our identity is in Christ. And so it's a great movie to show people, you know, especially I'd say teens, because mm-hmm. That's a very big time period where people are trying to figure out, like, how am I going to act? How am I going to present myself? And, you know, the movie is great because it shows, like, just, you're a child of God, and that's who you are. So mm-hmm.
Exactly. Living on purpose. And so if you miss it on the big screen, you can, you'll have a chance to bring it home. It'll be a stocking stuffer, no doubt. What other videos? We got about a minute left. Do you look forward to seeing maybe even again this holiday season, huh?
Well, the one that I really love is the Peanuts. I love Peanuts Christmas. I love everything Peanuts. So Charlie Brown Peanuts. Yeah. I mean, they just put in a lot of great stuff in there. That's like usually, you know, he was a Christian, Charles Schultz. So it always had great messages in the Peanuts, Charlie Brown movie. Mm. So.
Well, and of course, we have all the other traditional, you know, Miracle on 32nd Street. I mean, on and on. There's, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. Those always cycle back. So there's going to be plenty of good options. And then, as we say, you know, Overcomer coming to DVD. Others, you know, Breakthrough is already out there. That was another great movie this year. Well, Frozen 2 and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Some good options this holiday weekend for you and your family. Evie Bear Carroll from Movie Guide, Director of Events, has been with us. Evie, thank you. Thank you so much. All the best to your dad, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you so much. You too.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What is